All right, Dolphin fans, excuse me if I have to check notes on this, but I'm coming to you with series. Here's the deal. I've loved the Miami Dolphins since 1985. I'm 44 years old. I've supported this team through good and bad, and I've had hope, and I went up, and I went down, and I went everywhere else. Today broke me. And I'll explain to you why here in a little bit, but let's just go back to stats on this for first place. Since 2001, right, so we'll count the last 22 years, the Miami Dolphins, of course, have had zero Super Bowls. They've also had only four playoff appearances, all of which they lost, so not one playoff win. Their overall record since 2001 is 165 and 188. Decidedly mediocre. Here's the problem, man. Everything's there to succeed. You have an owner who's willing to spend money and he cares. You've had unbelievable coaches from Jimmy Johnson to, you know, some would say Flores. Others might have said Mike McDaniel before. You've had opportunity to do things. You've spent money. You've brought in big free agents. You've had all the draft picks in the world. But at the end of the day, you're still decidedly mediocre. So while watching the Dolphins pretty much destroy this season today in New England, I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. I got angry, right? And this was the first time that my seven-year-old son had his own Dolphins gear, stuff that I bought him for Christmas to sit down and watch a game with me. And I'm wearing the sweatshirt that he got me. You may hear him in the background. I'm wearing the hat that he got me. Hell, I'm wearing the socks that he got me, okay? My Dolphin socks. And I was yelling at the TV, and I turned around, and my son was teared up a little bit, and I looked at him, and I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Daddy, are you mad at me?" I was mad at the Dolphins. But that shit hit me right here. And what it says was, I'm tired of caring that much. I shouldn't care that hard. I shouldn't care that hard. This is NFL football. And if I am going to care at all, I shouldn't care for a team who obviously doesn't give a shit about me. And that's the Miami Dolphins. No matter what they do, it's done. It was five straight when you're in control of this to go into the playoffs. You have one of the most talented rosters on the team, and you can't beat New England. So, look, I'm not going to go through all this over and over again. What I'm going to tell you is I love all you folks at FL Teams. I appreciate anybody who's jumped in and checked out my podcast. I do. I love talking football. I love being part of this team. But from this day forward, man, my talk's not going to be about Miami. I just can't. I'm not attaching to that team anymore because I thought about it and I had a discussion with my ex-wife today and I said, hey, if Miami wins today, then next week might be a win and they're in. I need to watch that game. Do you know why I had that discussion with her? Because my son has a baseball camp, a hitting camp. 7 years old, getting ready to move into a league where they have a pitching machine. He has a hitting camp at 220. I was going to skip that to stay home and watch the Dolphins. I was going to skip that to stay home and watch the Miami Dolphins. Look at the layers, man. It goes deep. I can't care anymore because, you know, it really goes into, like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 30-plus times, shame on me. I can't care this hard anymore, man. It's not worth it. I love professional football. I love the NFL. I love fantasy football. I love everything else that comes with it. But I can't care this hard anymore. So I'm done with that. If Isaac allows me, I'll be more than happy to be part of the FL team's family. I want to do live streams. I want to do watch-alongs. I want to do all that. But I'm not talking about the Dolphins anymore. I'm not, because I could care less. I'm not watching them next week. I don't care if they make the playoffs. At this point, I don't care if they go to the Super Bowl. I put in my time, and I'm done with it, man. Call me unloyal. Call me whatever you want. I'm a 44-year-old man. Since the age of 10, I've loved these Miami Dolphins. And today, I came to the realization, thanks to my son, that this ain't worth it. It ain't worth it like that. So you're not going to be seeing any more fins in the sea. I know I was sporadic with them anyway. I appreciate all of you who checked them out and liked it and did whatever you did. It's a big thing to me. FL teams is still phenomenal, man. They're going to find somebody great to cover the Dolphins. It's not going to be me. So, really, seriously, check out FL teams. It's your one-stop shop for all things Florida sports. Symbol's a great partner. You can get, like, a free team stock up to $150 if you put in the code FL teams when you sign up. It's phenomenal. It's ridiculous. Hopefully, I'll see you on some lives. I'll see you on some other stuff. But as far as Fins in the Sea goes, man, that's it. We're sunk. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Any of you guys want some nice Dolphins gear at, I don't know, half off? Shoot me a message. Maybe we can work something out because I don't need it anymore. I can't. As a grown-ass man, I can't allow myself to be controlled by the actions of a team that I have nothing to do with who perpetually lets me down over and over again. I can't do it. So I love all you folks who have checked me out. I appreciate all the time that you spent with me. Hopefully there'll be more to come with some other things. But as far as the Miami Dolphins do, I'm out. Like a dealer in Vegas, son. I'm out. Enjoy. Good luck to you.